This is what's trending today. People in the United States who enjoy smoking Cuban cigars celebrated Friday. The U.S. government ended its restriction on cigars, a tobacco product made in Cuba. The U.S. did the same for the alcohol called rum. Both are two well-known products from Cuba. They had been banned in the U.S. for almost 50 years. American travelers who purchased Cuban-made products were not permitted to bring them into the U.S. That changed in 2014 when the government agreed to let travelers return home with cigars and rum valued at $100 or less. But now even that restriction is over. The U.S. government announced the news on Friday, along with other plans for boosting trade with Cuba. However, the sale of Cuban cigars and rum in the U.S. remains illegal. The new rules go into effect on Monday. American tourists returning home will be permitted to bring up to 100 cigars and several bottles of rum. The magazine Cigar Aficionado included two Cuban cigars in its top 10 list for 2015. Some Cuban cigars cost as much as $20 each. One Facebook user reacted to the news story with the post, "Gentlemen, light 'em up." Many other people also celebrated on social media. One user posted a video of a movie actor reacting to good news as his status. But another Twitter user was not so sure the news was good for those who make cigars. He joked that Cuban cigars will no longer be cool if they are easy to get. And that's what's trending today. I'm Dan Friedel.